Hello, everybody. Saturday, March 26, 2022. Rugged workout today. Classic CrossFit benchmark, a hero workout we've done before, entitled McGee. The last time we did this workout was on September 10th, 2021. If you want to go back into the BTWB app, check how it went for you, should you have made any adjustments. And I say this every time that a hero workout comes up, it's important to remember that there's a real human being that lost their life and their namesake is on this workout. So if you're interested in learning more about who McGee was or what happened to him, just go to Google, type in CrossFit Hero Workout McGee. You can see the official write-up and the whole nine yards. This workout, though, it's a rugged one. It's a 30-minute AMRAP, as many rounds and reps as you can in 30 minutes of 5 deadlifts, 13 push-ups, and 9 box jumps. The 5 deadlifts are at 275 pounds for men, 185 for women. Push-ups are just regular push-ups. They're not hand release or anything. And then the 9 box jumps are 24 inches for men and 20 inches for women. Box jumps and deadlifts, just posterior chain interference through the roof. It's a challenging combo, to say the least. And anyone who's been around for a while knows that push-ups are always sneaky hard as well. And there's a lot of weight on the barbell, and it's a long time, it's 30 minutes, so this is a tough one. If the deadlift loading is inappropriate for you, I also wrote down, you could choose to use 60 to 65% of your one rep max deadlift. If you're a gentleman, for example, and your one rep max is 315 pounds, you wouldn't want to do a 30 minute workout with 275. Or if your one rep max is 200 pounds, then obviously it's not appropriate. You could scale that to 60 to 65% of your one rep. Videos showing the deadlift, the push-up, and the box jump. Super Fitness Robot rounds for this. Data pulled from BTWB. Men, 18.5 rounds or more. Women, 17 rounds or more. More likely, men, 14 rounds or more. Women, 13 rounds or more. The wild card option, and on the box jumps, by the way, jump up, jump down if you want. Jump up, step down. That's perfectly fine, too. Wild card option keeps everything the same. We're just changing the deadlift loading. And we're going to change the deadlift loading to 225 for men, 155 for women. Scaled option, still a 30-minute AMRAP. 5 deadlifts at 185 for men, 135 for women. 13 push-ups, knee push-ups, or elevated push-ups per round, whatever makes sense for you. And then 9 box jumps or step-ups, 20 inches for men, 12 inches for women. And that's going to be plenty of work for 30 minutes. So you know what? If that's, there's so many different ways to scale this workout. If the scale option works well for you, but 30 minutes is too long, just make it 20 minutes. Totally good to go. Make it 15 minutes. Make it 10 minutes. Infinitely scalable. And you're always authorized to make the best decision for you. Try to give you as many options as you can, but you might be kind of just somewhere in the middle. Limited equipment option, never shortchanged. Complete as many rounds as possible in 30 minutes of 5 left leg, single leg, stiff-legged deadlifts, then 5 right leg, single leg, stiff-legged deadlifts. That's with a 50-pounder for the men or a 35 for the women, then 13 push-ups and 9 tuck jumps. Tuck jumps might be one of the most hated movements by the limited equipment crew. Sorry. If you got a box, but by all means, use it. Let's see. No equipment workout of the day. Complete as many rounds as possible in 30 minutes of 5 left leg, single leg, stiff legged deadlifts, no weight, and then 5 on the right leg with no weight. 13 push-ups and 9 tuck jumps. Accessory work for the day. Optional as always. 3 challenging farmer's carries. Just whatever distance and loading makes sense, just do 3 farmer's carries, resting a couple minutes between each. And then 10 minutes of practicing the Bergner warm-up with an empty barbell. We've got the Bergner warm-up laid out for you. There's a video as well. And of course, the accessory work is optional. You don't have to do it. And the day ends with some cool down and stretching. Glute stretch should feel good after all the deadlifts. Calves and foam rolling. And then your pec stretch laying on your side. And just like that, another week comes to a close. Thanks for being a part of the journey. Enjoy your rest day tomorrow, and I will see you back here on Monday.